Captain, Commodore.
Can I have a word with you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course, Mac. How bad is it?
It's bad. If conditions remain the same, we could have our first death from a heat stroke within 20 hours.
As soon as that.
Doesn't give much time to find us and get us out, does it?
No.
If we slipped, that would lower the body temperatures.
It'd help. It would make sense to sleep now before conditions become unbearable.
And we could turn the main lights off.
Right. We must give ourselves every possible chance. May I speak with them? With your permission, Pat.
Yes, yeah, sure, Commodore.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes, sir.
We've all had a busy day, and I think most of us would be glad to get some sleep.
In sure these conditions? Was.
I agree, Mrs. Schuster. You've probably all noticed that it's becoming a little warm in here, and my advice is to remove all unnecessary clothing.
What do you mean by that?
Now, comfort is much more important than modesty. We'll turn the main lights off and leave the emergency ones on. Somebody will remain awake all the time in the bridge, waiting for our rescuers.
If anyone would like a drink or anything else, please don't hesitate to ask.
Come on, Myra. Take off your dress. Be comfortable. Nobody's looking. Everybody's concerned with themselves.
That stewardess, Sue. If God had given me a figure like hers, I would undress. Myra Schuster stays covered up.
Okay, Myra.
I'd like to take the first watch, Captain. I can do some more calculations.
Yeah, I'll be over there if you need me, though I doubt if I'll sleep.